The Battle of Tippecanoe, A Lieutenant's Eye View, on This Moment of Indiana History. The letters of Lieutenant Charles Larrabee offer one military officer's personal experience of the Battle of Tippecanoe. Larrabee was one of several hundred regular military and militiamen from Vincennes, convened by Territorial Governor William Henry Harrison to confront the Native American community at Prophetstown. This expedition is against the tribes of Indians who are under the Prophet and Tecumseh, Larrabee wrote. The Shawnee brothers known as Tecumseh and the Prophet had settled in the west-central region of Indiana Territory, where their settlement had become a magnet for Native Americans from several Midwestern tribes who followed the nativist teachings of the Prophet. Governor Harrison was committed to acquiring as much native land as possible through treaties to accommodate the land needs of the growing number of settlers flooding onto the western frontier. He viewed Tecumseh as a dangerous opponent and became convinced that the native leader was planning a military attack on the territorial capital of Vincennes. The army were informed that the Prophet was determined to burn alive all prisoners, Larrabee wrote, expressing the troops' collective fear of the unknown. Nothing else is expected, he concluded, but a painful and tormenting death. In September 1811, Tecumseh left Prophetstown on a trip to seek alliances with southern tribes. In September, Harrison's troops marched north and built a temporary fort. On November 7th, Harrison's army attacked and defeated the inhabitants of Prophetstown. The manner the Indians fought, recalled Larrabee, was desperate. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the Indiana University Department of History.